Yeah, it's back to, you know, where I like it. You know, all the glitz and the glamour and the award circuit, you know, it took a lot of time. And to finally get back, start training again, you know, get in football shape, run fast, lift, you know, that's where I like to be and like to do. Yeah, you know, that's the what I put most of the emphasis on in my training was the 40. And, you know, that's been my biggest criticism is the speed thing. And I plan on going out tomorrow, running a good time. And I don't know if it's pressure. You know, I see it more as an opportunity, you know, to go out, compare myself to other guys and compete. I will see you tomorrow. What's that? Fast. We'll see. Not giving away anything. What did you weigh in magic? Oh, 6 foot even, 231 pounds. Is that what you want? Yes, that's where I wanted to be. Yeah, you know, I was talking to John Lynch, you know, we're kind of joking around about it. He was in the same kind of situation, you know, as a safety. And, you know, we're often compared to, you know, the other guys, the other, I guess, quote unquote, white guys that played our position. So, you know, I get compared to Riggins, to Allstott, to stuff like that. But, you know, I'm colorblind, you know, I'm a running back. And I'd compare myself to the likes of running styles of Eddie George or Corey Dillon, those type of guys. You know, I see myself as a running back at the next level. And, you know, if the team, if that's what is asked of me, I'll do it. And, you know, it's the team's above all else. But I firmly believe that, you know, I have the skill set to play running back at the next level. You know, he just told me relax and have fun. You know, I've just been trying to go through it and enjoy it. You know, everybody talks about how nerve-wracking it is, how much pressure there is. And, you know, we've been playing football a long time, been training for 5 weeks now. It's time to just relax and let it go and have fun. Don't think about anything. Let it all show. A little bit, just stories from Coach Harbaugh and from his father. You know, I think they're, from what I've been told, they're all identical. You know, starting with the father, I had him as a running back coach for the bowl game. And he, I don't know how old he is, but, you know, he's fiery as can be. He's out there jumping around, screaming, yelling. And the same thing, you know, is passed down to Jim, and I'm sure it's the same way with his brother. They're excited to play for, they're enthusiastic, and they bring the best out in their players. crazy in a good way. You know, they all live, breathe, and die football. Yeah, I think that's, you know, what my MO has been through college is, you know, the physical, get north, get south, move the chains, score touchdowns. And, you know, I throw in the little wiggle every now and then. But, yeah, you know, I'm a physical runner, and you know, they're physical runners, and that's why, yeah, I'd compare myself to them. Yeah, you know, yeah, they had the bus, you know, the. And they've always been the power running. And, definitely, you know, I look forward to, I think I have a meeting with them tonight. And, you know, look forward to meeting with them. And, you know, hey, I'll play anywhere. I'm just looking for that opportunity. Is that the 49ers? Yeah, I talked with him yesterday. Yeah, he was saying they're going to be running the drills and he's going to be with us. And, you know, just relax, same kind of thing. He said relax and have fun, you know, enjoy it out there. They're there to help us. They're not trying to throw anything tricky and, you know, make us look bad. You know, this is a chance for us to showcase our skill assets, and that's what we're going to do. Yes, sir. Hey, you know, the 40, you know, of course I want to run that good time, you know, and prove that I have the speed. If I run bad time, I'll have another chance at my pro day. But, you know, I've had quite a bit of good film and, you know, show that I've been productive, you know, on the field. So. A little bit, you know. It's that's what's great about this thing is it's a chance to go out there and compare yourself to the best. And you know, there's all the rankings and stuff like that. And you know, tomorrow's a chance to go out there, run with the best of them, and prove to teams that you can play right at their level, if not better. I believe you know, I'll go as high as I can go. You know, that's out of my control. You know, I can go play well on the field, put good film together over the past couple of years, and you know, perform well tomorrow in the skill drills and in the tests.
You mentioned earlier on that one of the criticisms that you've heard is that your speed. I mean, is that criticism justified? Do you think that up to this point, your speed has been an issue with you?
I think I'm a little faster than people believe, and you know, I'm excited to run tomorrow and you know, show that. Time as a baseball player, there's certain things that can carry over. I'd say the, you know, the hand-eye coordination. You know, there's in baseball you deal with frustration a lot more. You know, it's a game of failure, and you can't beat yourself up over it. And like, a lot of times, you know, I'm my own worst critic. You know, I get on myself if something doesn't go right. And I think baseball's kind of taught me to, you know, get over the last play, and, you know, make the best out of the next one. Yeah, baseball is done for me now. Yeah, I think you have to adjust it a little bit, but I think I'll stick to, you know, what got me. I played with, over my last, you know, 3 years, I played with quite a few guys that are in the NFL and doing well. And, you know, yes, everybody's bigger, everybody's stronger, everybody's faster. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to have to learn to dodge some hits, not take them all the time or give them all the time. But I still think, you know, the physicality of breaking arm tackles, I'm not going to, you know, try to go head up with everybody all the time, give them a little wiggle and get through an arm tackle. But, I think you're going to learn definitely to you know, dodge some hits at times.
A lot of times rookies struggle at running back getting on the field because of their pass protection and maybe their receiving skills. How do you think your skills are?
Yeah, I think I am a good pass protector. You know, of course, I got to get better technique-wise. I lead with my head, get a strike with my hands more. But I consider myself a smart player. Student of the game, you know, I pick up blitz keys in terms of safeties and smart in terms of learning the playbook and protection wise. So I know I'll be able to, you know, learn the system, be able to pass protect. And in terms of route running, I think I got good hands, and I didn't really have a chance or an opportunity to showcase that much at Stanford. I was in protection quite a bit, but you know, I look forward to showcasing that as well. Yeah, I played against him a couple of years, but you know, he's electrifying. He's anytime he touched the ball, he's dangerous. And I can remember two or three times where he caught a little swing pass, reversed the whole field, took it up the sideline, reversed the field again for a 60-yard touchdown. And he has amazing speed. He has good open field moves, and he's a home run threat every time he touches the ball. No, I was perfectly healthy. Been healthy for the last 2 years. I think it's awesome for the Bay Area. You know, it gives people something to look forward to. And like I said, with Javid, we got quite a few guys from San Jose State here. It's exciting, and it's nice when, you know, we see each other walking around the hotel to, you know, reminisce some stories, you know, represent the Bay Area, and, you know, just have fun together.
Last question, guys. What's in terms of your weight lifting, when is that 1-2-25?
I did it today. It went well. I did 22 reps. I don't know where that ranked. I think that was in the top 5 or so. So it went better than expected.